This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
All right, guys, your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. I have a lot of other things I wanted to get to during headlines. I just don't know if we have enough time.
Give us one.
Well, that's narrowing it down is kind of tough.
That's exactly what it is. When I say give us one, that means you narrow it down.
All right. Did any of you guys see the comments Rich Paul made on the Pat McAfee show regarding Chris Bosh?
I
didn't get the sound because I don't know if technically we have it approved because it was on ESPN, but he basically tried to praise Chris Bosh and called him an unbelievable professional, the ultimate professional, but his comment was that the Heat weren't a big three, that Chris Bosh wasn't really a superstar. It was a big two with LeBron and with Wade, and then Chris Bosh, who took a backseat.
And Bosh was an ultimate professional, is what he said. Right. He said that it wasn't a big three.
I said that the entire time they were together.
Yep. But the argument is, and you got to remember, too, what a star Chris Bosh was when he came here. I think that gets forgotten because D-Wade and LeBron are such big stars. You have to remember what he was doing in Toronto. Like, this was an NBA star. But here's the thing that people are pointing out. It's nice in retrospect for Rich Paul to say that, but part of the role in the big three was his being the ultimate professional and taking a back seat to two other superstars. And by the way, very few NBA superstars would willingly sign up to be the third wheel. So yeah. I think it diminishes a little bit of what Chris Bosh brought to the Miami Heat.
And I do respect the hierarchy that had to be made, because the banana boat time when they were rubbing on each other, that was the trip where Wade had to tell LeBron, you're the one. That's after Dallas beat him, when little J.J. Barea choked out LeBron for two games in a row. And then Wade had to tell Bron, you're one, I'm two. Chris Bosh always said it's three. He just, what was the Bosh game? Like, when did Bosh take
over? Remember they had that long winning streak? He single-handedly kept that winning streak going. Wasn't that like a 27-game winning streak?
27-game winning streak, second longest winning streak in NBA history in a single season. The Warriors like to do.
Bosh rebound.
Oh, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, Crowder.
The one rebound?
The one rebound?
Changed the fortunes of the big three, that rebound. Kicked it out to Ray Allen.
It changed the course of NBA history.
It changed the course of NBA history.
one rebound in a game.
That rebound was one of the most, if not the most, monumental rebound in Heat history.
And you're telling me if there was another 7-foot human being standing there, they wouldn't have got that rebound? He did a backflip.
Well, you could do that with Ray Allen, though. You could say, oh, if anybody was standing there, they'd have hit that three. By the way, Mario Chalmers says he would hit that three.
Please don't kick it to Mario. It was very, very good. Hall of Famer.
They signed LeBron and Chris Bosh and re-signed Dwayne Wade. They threw a party that everybody was pissed off about. And you know who was on that stage? Chris Bosh with Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. It wasn't LeBron and Wade and Chris Bosh was sitting on the side. The three of them were up there because they were all three superstars.
Correct. Here's what happens, though, after it's been done. There was no argument that they were all three NBA superstars and that it was a big three. No argument. Now that it's all done, because Chris Bosh had the least flashy four seasons out of Wade and LeBron, now people are going back and rewriting what happened. But again, I'm submitting to you that Chris Bosh did something that many NBA superstars who came up on that stage would not have done. And he did it in the interest of winning.
And we praise him for taking a back seat. That's not usually done in sports.
100%. No, absolutely.
That's not Hawk.
That
what does he do great?
He's great. It is to do that.
He's great at taking a back seat. That sounds crazy.
No, but one of his biggest contributions to the Heat was allowing LeBron to be LeBron. And by the way, Dwayne Wade, the same thing. Allowing LeBron to be the one when it's Wade's franchise. One of his biggest contributions was saying, okay, I'll be the three. When I could have gone to any team in the league and been their 1A superstar. Yeah, that's a huge contribution.
Not very impressive to me.
You won two titles.
No. They were very good, but I think Rich Paul was saying that, like, Chris Bosh is not a superstar like that. And then, you know what else hurt him, to be honest? Then once they broke up, he got the blood clots, and he couldn't do it. We could never see him play basketball any other
Absolutely.
Level. I think that hurt Chris Bosh as well.
Yeah.
I just don't understand why Rich Paul, like, why tear down Chris Bosh? Why poke holes in Chris Bosh and what he did when he doesn't have to? Like, there's no problem with the fact that LeBron James was part of a big three. In fact, LeBron James was the reason the big three won two titles, was the reason the big three got to four NBA finals. Also the reason why they didn't three-peat, let's be 100% honest, because he couldn't back down JJ Barrera, which Chris Bosh would have had no problems doing. I just think it's weird to rewrite this history, as you mentioned, Hawk, for Rich Paul to come out and start talking about, well, Chris Bosh wasn't really a superstar. He wasn't really part of the big three, when in fact he was. Like, what does Rich Paul gain from it? And what does LeBron gain from Rich Paul saying it, who's the person closest to him on this planet?
What does LeBron gain from calling out Brian Windhorst the other week? Like, I mean, that's...
And to your question, honestly, Rich Paul is not saying this and backdooring LeBron. So I think this might be something that LeBron has spoken about in the...
Oh, I would say they've probably had that conversation amongst themselves many, many times over the course of the last year.
Which is my point. Like, what is LeBron... Like, why does this message need to be out there for Chris Bosh? Like, how does it make any sense now, over a decade later? You know what? Chris Bosh, actually, he didn't do that much. Like, what? What are you doing? You guys won two NBA titles.
They did, and Norris Cole was on that team.
Stop.
We're not arguing about Norris
Cole.
Come
on, man. Come on.
I'm just saying, y'all know, Hawks kind of called me out on it. There's a certain superstar I like, a dude that gets me the ball, let me go. I can go drop 40 any night. When I watch Bosh as a Miami Heat player, and if he had to take the back
right,
seat.
Right, but go watch what he did in Toronto.
But they weren't winning anything.
No, I got you. I'm not arguing that.
They were in the playoffs.
That's fine, but they weren't going to win a title with Bosh being gone. Like,
and what did LeBron win in Cleveland before he came to Miami? He wasn't winning anything.
Well, but yeah,
most
but now he has.
Explosive player in the history of time.
I mean, he won a title with absolutely no one. LeBron.
LeBron won a title with absolutely nobody?
In Cleveland?
Oh, I'm sorry. Kyrie Irving?
Kyrie?
And, I mean, and Kevin Love is nobody?
I don't bring up Kevin Love. Kyrie can play, though.
Kevin Love's a Hall of Famer. What are you guys doing here? Kevin Love.
Hall of Famer?
And Kevin Mark
Gasol.
Love?
Kevin Love and Mark Gasol.
You guys are going to say
they're
Kevin.
Going in together?
Kevin Love, the double-double machine in Minnesota, who they traded Andrew Wiggins for, the first overall pick, who was as hyped as anybody at that time. Now,
he's a Hall of Famer? I mean, Craig, I don't know. You know it better than I do, but.
Kevin Love in Minnesota was putting up 20 and 20 like we've never seen before in the NBA.
I don't even remember him being in Minnesota. That's how much effect it had on me.
Okay.
If
you're putting Kevin Love and Marc Gasol in the same category, and I'll go to bat for Marc Gasol, don't get me wrong, but Kevin Love was a superstar in the NBA. A superstar.
All right.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
LeBron won a title with nobody?
I mean, come on.
Hawk,
you're calling that that Cleveland team he won the title with was the least talented team that he's won a title with.
Okay, but he had Chris Bosh.
He didn't have an Anthony Davis. He didn't have a Dwayne Wade.
He had a Kyrie Irving, though.
Okay.
Kyrie's one of the most...
How'd that work out for Luka?
Oh, I don't know. They were in the finals last year, man.
Right, and they didn't win.
Okay, but they still went to the NBA Finals.
Well, so what was the difference? LeBron carried everybody on his back.
I think LeBron is the best player in the history of the game. I'm not arguing against LeBron.
Kevin Love championship year, playoffs and regular season was 16-9-2.
Okay.
That's
because he played, he did the same thing Chris Bosh had to do. He had to take a back seat. He came to Cleveland and was no longer the go-to player.
I can't have this conversation.
I don't give people credit for taking back seats. I think that's my hang-up.
Well, Dwayne Wade took a back seat to LeBron in order to win a title.
And now are we in a suburban? There's three rows. Now we're going to go to the deep back. Chris Bosh is in the flatbed of the truck, and I'm giving him credit for getting in the flatbed?
Somebody texts in. Oh, where'd it go? You guys not giving Jimmy Butler his props for what he's done for the Heat is petty. You all don't speak for Heat Nation. That's how y'all feel. Most of Heat Nation have positive thoughts for Jimmy Butler, what he did in those magical playoffs. Yeah, who the hell said it was anybody's opinion other than our own? And by the way, that's none of our opinions. that's the funny thing. A, we do not speak for Heat Nation. B, we could not have given Jimmy Butler more flowers for what he did for the Heat since he started to dog it in the corner up until the time he got traded.
We didn't even bring up Jimmy Butler this segment.
We actually said he balled last night, which he did. He went crazy.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis.
I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.